This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi told a crowd in Tehran, quote, the Zionist regime will pay the price following two explosions that killed nearly 100 people on Wednesday to commemorate Commander Qasem Soleimani. Iran has in the past blamed Israel for attacks on individual people or places within its borders, claims which Israel has neither confirmed nor denied, but there was no indication of any involvement of a foreign state in the cemetery explosions. Iran's health minister told state TV the death toll was at 95, down from 103, and said 211 others were injured. Israel is on alert for a possible Hezbollah response after a senior Hamas leader is killed in a Beirut strike. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli officials have not commented on the strike that killed Hamas's number two political leader, Saleh Arouri, but Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, an Israeli military spokesman, says we're on high readiness for any scenario. The U.S. has sought to prevent any widening of the conflict, including by deploying two aircraft carriers and other military assets to the region. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected in the region this week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other officials have repeatedly threatened to kill Hamas leaders wherever they are. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
12 nations led by the United States on Wednesday jointly warned Yemen's Houthi rebels of unspecified consequences unless they halt sea attacks that are increasingly disrupting global commerce. The Iranian-backed rebels who control much of Yemen, including the capital Sana'a and most of the Red Sea coast, have been firing on ships in solidarity with Hamas, a U.S.